This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the historic Indian-US trade deal is a significant step towards strengthening relations between the two countries and advancing the journey of India towards Viksit Bharat by 2047. Making a statement in the Lok Sabha, Mr. Goyal said, during this trade agreement, India has been able to successfully safeguard its interests in sensitive sectors, particularly agriculture and dairy.
On 2nd February 2026, PM and US President Donald Trump held a telephonic conversation on several matters of bilateral and international importance. After this, President Trump announced a reduction in tariffs to 18% on Indian exports to the United States. This rate is comparatively lower than the tariffs imposed by the US on several other countries, which will enhance the competitiveness of Indian exports in the U.S. market. This agreement will open new opportunities for small and medium enterprises, MSMEs, skilled workers, and industry.
Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition members' uproar over various issues, including India-U.S. trade deal. When the House assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members again started sloganeering over the issues and trooped into the well. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla expressed concern over the behaviour of the protesting members and urged them to maintain the decorum of the House. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has criticised the leader of the opposition in Lok Sabha Rahul Gandhi for disrupting the proceedings of the House by not following parliamentary norms. He said that Mr. Gandhi wants to speak beyond rules on the motion of thanks on the president's address. He said that Mr. Gandhi is not only wasting the time of the House, but also the time of other members who want to speak.
We are tired of waiting. He doesn't speak. He speaks beyond rules. We have waited for 2 days. The rest should also get a chance to speak. We cannot speak as we wish. This is the Parliament of India. Here we have to speak keeping in mind the rules.
BJP Rajya Sabha MP Shomik Bhattacharji claimed that the West Bengal administration of Mamata Banerjee has failed to implement several centre-sponsored schemes, causing significant losses for the state citizens. Speaking during 0 hours in the House, Mr. Shomik also listed several schemes in the House which are not implemented in the state and alleged that West Bengal is the only state in the country which has not implemented Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. Mr. Shomik also alleged that the 43 railway projects have also been stalled in the state. Government has said that 100% ration cards have been digitized and more than 99% ration cards are linked with Aadhaar. Replying to supplementary in the Lok Sabha today, Minister of State for Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Nimbuban Banbhania, said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi has accorded the highest priority to food security. She informed that the government is providing free food gains to approximately over 81 crore beneficiaries across all states and union territories under the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Anya Yojana. The Supreme Court today sought responses from the centre and other authorities on a plea challenging the decision of the National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, to sharply reduce the qualifying cut-off percentiles for NEET PG 2025-26. A bench comprising Justices P.S. Narasimha and Alok Aradhe issued notices to the Centre, NBEMS, the National Medical Commission, NMC, and other concerned bodies. The matter is scheduled for further hearing on Friday. External Affairs Minister Jaishankar met U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio in Washington last night ahead of the critical minerals ministerial schedule for today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said a wide-ranging conversation that covered our bilateral cooperation agenda, regional and global issues. In the ICC Under-19 ODI Cricket World Cup, the second semi-final match between India and Afghanistan is underway at the Harare Sports Club in Harare, Zimbabwe. Afghanistan was 6 for no loss in one over when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.